For 3 days, Joe Tarillo's family thought he died in the terrorist attack at the World Trade Center. However, a mix-up at the firehouse resulted in an unlikely outcome for Joe and a happy ending for his family. The conclusion of our series with this firefighter is next. And remember, you can hear our full interview on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com.
Okay, so just type the job website address here. That's it. Then you enter what job you're looking for there.
Electrician.
This is Peter. Recently, he got help going on the internet for the first time to look for a new job.
Okay, then you just hit search and...
In the past, Peter's gotten work through people he knew, but he heard there were more jobs online.
There we go.
These are all for me?
Uh-huh.
Really?
He had no idea just how many.
I can't believe it. This one looks good.
Peter is thinking the internet might be for him after all.
And this is just one website.
Wow. Why didn't I do this sooner?
See what the internet can help you do at everyoneon.org or call 1-855-387-9166 to find a free training class near you. Brought to you by Connect, Compete, and the Ad Council.
Firefighter Joe Tarillo was badly injured when the South Trade Tower collapsed on him. Rescuers loaded him on a boat that took him to a hospital across the harbor in New Jersey.
Doctors and nurses were surrounding me with scissors. They were cutting all my clothes off of me. And on the inside of our jacket, we all write our name. It said Tommy McNamara. He's the firefighter who I borrowed his coat from. And so I was listed as Tommy McNamara.
Tarillo had driven to his old fire station that morning to help out his friends after the first plane had hit the World Trade Center.
That night, they found my vehicle crushed, and everybody knew I was at the South Tower, so I was declared dead.
For 3 days, he was misidentified. Meanwhile, Tommy McNamara had no idea that Joe and he had accidentally traded identities.
He was at home with his wife and a cup of coffee, and eventually I ran into him about 6 months later. I said, Tommy, I have to apologize. I had your bunker gear. He said, what? I said, Tommy, look, it's all cut to pieces. I said, I'm really sorry. I'll pay to replace it. He put his arm around me, gave me a hug, says, brother, you've got to be kidding me. He says, the heck with that bunker gear. I just want you here.
Today, Tarillo speaks to audiences across the nation and around the globe.
My quest is to make our country the reunited states of America once again because of September 11th and to remind every one of the 350 million citizens of our country that we owe no excuses to anybody in this world to say that we're proud to be an American.
Remember, you can hear Joe's full story on The Scenic Route at AmericanCountryside.com. Traveling the countryside in New York City, I'm Andrew McCrae.